What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here, and it's another Ms. Marvel TV Talk Mini. We're talking episode 2, and in this one, I am getting, you know, we talked a little bit about how there was very kind of Spider-Man-esque inspired kind of style in terms of the way in which they took more of the, you know, that content creator, that imaginative stuff from the, like, the credits, that is, of Spider-Man, and they really kind of wove that into the visual style of this show. You know, but I got some, like, really strong Spidey vibes throughout this episode when she's, like, testing out her powers, even just that alley scene when she's, like, going back down, you know, stepping on kind of the hard light steps, I guess, she creates for herself. It made me feel like Spider-Man. And I don't mean, like, Spider-Man in the MCU. I mean, like, Tobey Maguire classic Spider-Man. Like, this feels much more like a classic 90s era superhero origin story in all the right ways. I feel like I've said that before. I think, like, when Ant-Man came out, I was like, oh, this feels like it would have been great in the 90s. Yeah, and that was kind of like an insult. This doesn't seem like an insult. Like, this feels like an homage to some extent of that kind of story style and that structure. And, you know, it really kind of ties the classic nature of, yeah, just the you know, what was at the time anyway, the superhero movie or the superhero story. And that's kind of what we got going on here. We see not only is she discovering her powers, but Kamala is also trying to get in touch with where the origins of these powers come from, with the bracelets and her family. And there's clearly a lot of clues that are being left for us, right? Like, we know specifically that her mom has, even before we know that it's connected to, I guess, her mom's grandmother, we know that there's kind of, you know, I've seen people lose themselves into their fantasies, right? Like, we know that there's kind of something that happened before. And as we kind of get into the family stories around Partition, then we see specifically that not only has there been something fantastic or something weird that has occurred in the past, but specifically and predominantly around Partition. I think that's really interesting because, you know, you have this feeling of displacement and loss, right? And if we can assume, which I think it's fair to assume, that the negative zone is coming into play, then it's very possible that they're going to interweave kind of the more fantastic elements of the negative zone into the real world history of the Partition. And so we may even see through this family member's return. Speaking of which, can we talk about what I'm a little concerned is going on in this episode, where she has a crush on, if I'm doing the math right, her great uncle? Okay, I could be totally wrong here. Okay, granted, I could be totally wrong here. But it feels as though, and again, I could be totally wrong here, it feels as though they're setting this up so that her great grandmother, like, is maybe calling to her, but then maybe even shows up at the end, and her son is the boy that she has a crush on, which is her great uncle. And, like, that seems like a weird stretch. But at the same time, like, when she first, you know, when her brother walks in and she's, like, trying to give a cover for this guy she's with, she says he's her cousin, which I was like, I don't know, Kamala, that seems like a weird cover to me. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm misreading this somewhere along the way, but I'm just trying to put together the clues and the pieces. And yeah. Anyway, maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully, I'm wrong on that. But let's just say that I'm not wrong on that. No, you know what? Let's actually say that I am wrong on that. Let's say that I'm wrong on that. She's got this crush on this boy. And man, I got a feel for my man Bruno here. Bruno, buddy, get some self-respect, okay? All right? Look, if she says, there's nothing wrong with wanting more out of a relationship than the other person wants. But when that becomes clear, you kind of need to break it off and go move along. What, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being friends, but like, don't be that kind of friend, man. Like, give it some space. You know, go, don't cancel your dreams of going to, what was it, Caltech? Yeah, go to Caltech. Don't stick around for a girl that's not interested in you in the same way that you're interested in her. Self-respect, Bruno. But I do understand that Bruno is like very much interested in, you know, the fact that one of his best friends just became like essentially an Avenger or an Avenger in training. I mean, like that's a really cool thing. And we do see as they kind of work together, he becomes the guy in the chair, so to speak. But, you know, we got a guy in a chair that's pining for the hero. And I'm just saying, Bruno, get your stuff together. We see in Kamala's second outing as a superhero that she is getting better. She can do a lot more. We're seeing that she is creating these hard light structures. And it's interesting that not only are they showcasing us, you know, showcasing her powers, but they're also showcasing the limitations there. Yes, she can create these hard light structures. It would appear that anything could theoretically be created. We're seeing the continuation of the way it works, even like using kind of the stretchy hand thing. So kind of pulling in some of those visuals from her comic book into this very different take on the character. I think that's pretty cool. But we also see that she's not, you know, she's not super strong. Like if she makes things too big, then it starts kind of falling apart and she can't quite lift it. And so she's still kind of working through that. Will that change? Who knows? I guess time will find out. But this incident that happens at the mosque is something that ends up putting her on the radar of the same organization that was looking for Peter Parker or was investigating Peter Parker, or at least investigating somebody. I can't remember who it was. Anyway, they were investigating and technically they popped up at the end of the first episode. That was an Easter egg a cookie at the end of the episode that I totally missed. I generally don't expect there to be something at the end of the credits at the beginning of a series. That always feels like more of a penultimate thing. So totally missed that one. That's on me. But yeah, they're trying to figure out what's going on with Kamala. And maybe because I missed that Easter egg, maybe I need to go back and rewatch it. I thought it was interesting the way in which, you know, the lady was coming in and she was getting real aggressive, real profily, right? And on the one hand, I get it. We've got kind of a narrative that's going to tap into the way in which especially Muslim communities are profiled, especially on a federal level, and overly surveilled from that for that matter. However, the profiling nature of it, I think while it serves a story purpose from that standpoint, I think it also probably serves a more in-universe purpose as well. You know, if you think about like profiling a superhero, the reality is mostly a bunch of white guys. Like there's just something about the way in which they're specifically looking for a specific superhero, or rather specifically somebody tied to that power set. And so I wonder if whatever happened with her great grandmother is somehow tied to whatever they're investigating, because they seem to be looking for someone in particular. And so I'm curious to see how that plays out. Again, it does open up the narrative to kind of touch on some real world tensions and some real world problems that exist with over surveillance and Islamophobia and that sort of thing. So I'm excited to see how it all plays together. But I think that there's probably something there that we're going to get closer and closer to the origins of these bracelets, to what happened to her grandmother, whether or not that's, or rather her great grandmother, whether or not that is her great grandmother, which also makes that other guy her great uncle. Okay. All right. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. Let's just say I'm wrong. Let's say I'm wrong. All right, y'all. That's my thoughts for this episode. A lot going on. There's a lot more to talk about. I love the way that they're kind of expanding this universe. Looking forward to seeing where it goes. Episode 3 is tomorrow, so hopefully I'll have a mini out almost immediately after that episode goes out. So I thought I'd get this one out the day before, get you hyped, and yeah, let's see where this goes. Hope y'all are having a marvelous day. And until next time, I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.